this is Internet Governance Explained. And we are Caroline Kellerbach
and Anna Absalonova.
In this episode, we will be talking about NFTs and the possible social inequalities that there are or might be connected with NFTs. But before we will dive into the topic itself, Anna, what are exactly NFTs?
So, NFT is an abbreviation of the English term non-fungible token, and this token serves as a means of proving ownership of a digital item when this ownership information is captured on the NFT's metadata and stored on the blockchain. So, it works on a similar principle as cryptocurrencies, such as, for example, Bitcoin. However, unlike cryptocurrencies, each NFT is original and cannot be confused with another. That's why it is called non-fungible. And what exactly can an NFT be? Basically, any digital content, for example, images, videos, music, or tweets. So, for some people, it might be incomprehensible how it is possible to trade with things that do not even exist in reality. But the truth is that NFTs are becoming bigger and bigger business around the world, and for example, the most expensive NFT, which is an art piece called The Merge, was sold for more than $91 million. So overall, the mechanism of NFTs could therefore be compared to collecting art. And because of that, there is this general belief that thanks to its decentralized and digital nature, NFTs allow anyone to trade or even create and sell their own art. However, the reality is that NFT economy is just as unequal as the one that we all take part in the real world. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about with our guest, Dr. Matthew Nadini, data scientist from University of London and co-author of the first NFT data-driven study that maps out the NFT revolution in regards to the NFT market trends, trade network, and visual features. Welcome to our podcast episode.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for inviting me. Very happy to be here.
In your research about NFT, do you deal, beside other mentioned topics, with the problem of NFTs inequalities? Saying that the top 10% of traders alone perform the majority of transactions and also trade nearly all assets. Could you explain who these 10% of traders are?
As you said at the beginning, our study was the first of its kind. So we studied what happened in, let's say, 2021, when there was the boom of NFTs. Also 2021. Was kind of renamed the year of NFTs. So from basically being a very subset of trades online, NFTs became a very important one. And what we have seen in our work is that NFTs trade are, let's say, driven by a small amount of traders who perform a high, very high number of trades. So what we have seen in our study is that the explosion on NFTs was driven by a general trend. So all the categories, all the types of NFT studies have seen like a huge boost. And this boost was again led by a small set of collections, which in our data set were mostly CryptoPunks. And so basically owner of CryptoPunks have seen their value become very, very high. And the motivation for this is that CryptoPunks were kind of the first type of NFTs. So they were basically, we can say they were, they started in 2017. So when new traders with essentially a lot of money in terms of cryptocurrency value started to trade NFTs, they basically drove the price of CryptoPunks to very high values. We have sales of CryptoPunks of 10 millions. Or several millions, and this, you know, this is the 10% we're talking about, right? So there were people that maybe had cryptocurrency since the early days. And then they've seen that there was a boom in the blockchain in general. So the value of the cryptocurrency becomes very high. So then they use the money that they have basically saved, and they use them to purchase NFTs.
And those people are actually already involved in the whole crypto scene, or are they new incomers?
So most of them were already there because cryptocurrency had low value for a very long time. And if you look at the blockchain we studied, which was the Ethereum one, I've seen a surge in price since 2020, 2021. So there were many essentially holders of Ethereum that have seen their wealth increase very rapidly. So they've used this free wealth, if you want, to purchase also NFTs. Then, of course, we have seen these more recent days that new comers have also come, and these new comers have typically already wealth people, but it came a bit later.
Could you maybe also explain what those people are in terms of their social background, like what is their professions or which countries or parts of the world they come from?
Yeah, I think that this one is one of the crucial point of trading through cryptocurrency. So what we know is not the people behind the trade, but we only know their wallet address. So in crypto, for those who do not know, we don't know the real identity behind a trade because we only know the wallet or wallets that the same entity, which could be a person or an organization, that they control. So in our study, we weren't able to detect and know exactly what type of background they come from. What we have seen is there are traders that specialize their trades on art. There are other traders that specialize their trade on games, other in collections. So at the end of the day, what we have seen is that there was a general trend, which was a bit beyond the type of trade they were, you know, doing. So in a way, what we can essentially infer is that there was no specific background, or at least there was no specific interest in terms of buying different kind of NFTs. We have seen that all of them have seen a surge and all of them were following the same rules. So there were a small number of traders that were driving the entire categories.
What are the groups of people who do not participate much in trading NFTs?
So, of course, in order to trade NFTs, you need to be interested in crypto because you need to own some kind of crypto. Our study did not pretend to be the only one, right? So it was just the first one. And we focus on the Ethereum blockchain mostly, which is the most popular one. Now there are other blockchains in which you can trade NFTs. We can mention Solana blockchain, the Matic Polygon blockchain is another one. So of course, all the people that do not have any of this cryptocurrency, they do not trade NFTs. Even people that just own Bitcoin. With Bitcoin, you cannot really trade NFTs. You need to swap Bitcoin to Ethereum and then purchase NFTs. In terms of what's interesting is that you don't need to be wealthy to purchase NFTs. So there were many NFTs that were sold for a few dollars. I guess it really is about the interest of the people. So there are some NFTs in different contexts. You can have some piece of art for a few dollars. You can have some sports related NFTs for a few dollars. So depending on the interest of the people, we have seen that, you know, they had the opportunity to purchase them. In fact, most of NFTs were sold for $10 or less.
Mm. So can we say that people who have general interest in technology and finances will be more prone to buying or be interested in NFTs too?
Yeah, exactly, because there is effectively a barrier, no? The barrier is like, am I skeptical about crypto? Am I skeptical about NFTs? If the answer is yes, then why do I have to purchase them, right? If it is, I'm not skeptical, then it's still not enough. You need to know how to purchase NFTs. You need to know how to purchase crypto. And depending on, you know, the time period, people may be less or more skeptical. When we did the study, of course, it was like a boom period. So people were more prone to try because things were going very well. Now it's a bit different, right? Because there were a lot of problems during 2022. Some big exchange that filed bankruptcy. So maybe now people are more skeptical, so less prone to buy crypto. Because it's not the easiest thing, right? To do, you need to. The easiest thing was to have an account on an exchange, which is a centralized one, and then swap your fiat currency to a crypto one. But given the recent bankruptcy of big exchange, maybe we can name FTX, now maybe people are more skeptical on doing this.
Mm-hmm. I would maybe come a little bit back to what we talked at the beginning about your study and the fact that like there's just this like small group of traders who like trade the majority NFTs. Can this phenomenon of small group of people trading the majority of the NFTs be something that can help increase some kind of like, you know, inequalities in this field?
Yeah, I mean, I think this one was one very interesting finding in our work. So when we talk about crypto, we essentially try to think of something different. So something decentralized, something more equal. But in fact, what we have seen is it behaves, at least it behaved at the time of the study, like any other system studied before. So yeah, like in social network, you have few people with many connection. Like in economy, you have, like the traditional one, you have some big organization, big banks, or in general, big organization that control most of the wealth. That's what happened also with NFTs. So at the end of the day, yes, they boost inequality because the distribution we found was very unequal. So in a way, if this top trader stops to trade, then everything falls apart.
And if we are talking about solutions, or is there even a solution for this problem that only a certain percentage of traders are actually moving all these transactions around? So speaking from a governance point of view.
Yeah, so this is a very complex question, and probably there is not a right answer. But what we can say is that for NFTs or digital assets in general, when we talk about ownership, there is a fundamental problem, which is ownership is tied to the blockchain. So as I was mentioning before, we studied only Ethereum blockchain. I mean, mostly the Ethereum blockchain. But there are other popular blockchain, which is the Solana blockchain, which is the Matic blockchain, for instance. So what is unique in terms of NFTs is unique in that blockchain, just because the different blockchain are only started to communicate now. So there is really nothing that really prevents the same item to be sold into different blockchains and to be unique in different blockchains. So in a way, there should be some, you know, uniformity and rules that guides all the blockchain, or that we create a blockchain just for ownership of digital assets. Because in a way, NFTs are a different tool to have patent. So a patent is something that is recognized and you get protection over it. NFTs has the same features, but there is no government or no central authority that recognizes it. So you, in a way, say, I own this, but someone can argue that they own the same things on a different blockchain. The same thing could happen even in the same blockchain sometimes, because you may find copy of the same item. So, and this is possible because there is not definite rule for all this kind of behavior. Maybe I can mention something a bit funny that happened to us. Okay, we did our article, we did some figure, then our research paper got quite a lot of attention, and there was one person that took some screenshot on our pictures, and they sold them on, tried to sell them on Ethereum. So, of course, they like, it was kind of a joke, so we didn't took it seriously, we didn't do anything about it, but in a way, it showed how easy it is to just take a screenshot and sell it. So, in terms of suggestion, if you want, I mean, I'm not an expert on governance, so I don't pretend to give a definite answer from, a, let's say, a research point of view, having a uniformity and some rules that are followed, of course, could help in ensuring that the value of NFTs stays over time. Instead, what we have seen is that there was a big boom on values, but recently in 2022, NFTs really lost much more value than the blockchain itself. And that's because NFTs are not backed by anything. There is no one that actually recognizes the value of NFTs except the community. So if the community goes away for some reason, like as we were saying, top traders stop to trade or they lose interest, then everything falls apart. So the inequality, I think, was one of the reasons why there was this instability in prices. And we have seen this huge drop of NFT values in recent months.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and your insight about NFTs and inequalities, Dr. Nardini.
Goodbye. Thank you.
This was Internet Governance Explained. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to check out the other episodes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.